This is a spoiler-filled review of Young Messiah, starring a bunch of folks that I don't know. This one dude that I do know is Sean Bean. That's the only person. Everyone else is a no-name person, or person I didn't know at all. So, yep, if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely hold off and listen to this review, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So, the synopsis is as follows. Tells the story of Jesus Christ at age 7 as he and his family depart Egypt to return home to Nazareth. Told from his childhood perspective, it follows young Jesus as he grows into his religious identity. So this movie was a very hard watch. I barely stood awake for the whole thing. It felt really, really boring. Sorry to say it. Like, if I had to pick between this movie and Risen, I'll go see Risen, because that one was actually entertaining. This one felt boring. Like, I do not want to see it from the child's perspective. It just had no substance whatsoever. It felt like they were just walking around for a good while. It's like one or two chase scenes, and it's a whole bunch of talking, a lot of talking. Nothing, like, interesting to say about it, as well as just them just talking for a good 2 hours. And I'm like, yep, this movie is going on 1 hour and 45 minutes too long. It should have been like a TV special that's a half an hour long, and I probably would have been okay with it. There's only 20 minutes worth of screen time that's actually endurable. It's like, all right, I can actually watch this and not fall asleep and not be like, oh, this is struggling. I can't do it. But yeah, this movie sucked. Sorry to say, it's not the best movie in the world. It really isn't. I didn't want to watch it, but I had to review it, so I watched it. It's not a good movie at all. It's one of those things where, if you're into this kind of storytelling, go ahead, watch it, I guess. The guy next to me was falling asleep, too. I was like, yo, I know how you feel, brother. I'm falling asleep. You're falling asleep. Half the auditorium's falling asleep. It wasn't the best movie whatsoever. You hear the kid. The kid's all right as an actor. Sean Bean, I thought he'd be better, but I guess not. It's just one of the things where, when I saw the trailer, I was like, it looks like something could happen or could be some kind of fun, but nope, not one bit. There's a couple jokes here and there, but all in all, this movie is very, very slow, and it feels like it stretches out the time frame a little too long and doesn't speed up anything whatsoever. So you're just there watching them walk. It feels like if The Lord of the Rings had no action whatsoever and just had them just walk and just talk for the whole 3 hours, and like, this is a boring movie. Nothing's happening. So that's exactly what happened in this movie. Nothing. You're there, sitting down there, wondering why you're wasting 2 hours of your life. This movie is 1 hour and 51 minutes long. Way too long. It should have been a lot shorter. That's just me. If I was the person that's greenlit this project, I'd be like, yeah, we should make this like 1 hour and 10 minutes tops. Even that's too long. Like, there's many things where I would have cut out half the walk-in, just because you're not really doing much but walk in there. There's no real threat per se, because he gets by everyone easily. So it's like, oh, what are you doing? Just walking around people, I guess. And you're a child. All right. Yeah. With Risen, at least it had where they showed it from the centurion's perspective, and even that was like, oh, it's kind of interesting. They had a lot of action scenes in that movie. It brought a lot to the screen. This one, it feels like they really was going for a high drama Nicholas Sparks movie that really had no love at all. So it was like, oh, it's them just talking for 2 hours. I'm like, no, I don't like that. It's very, very boring. Trust me. Do not go see this movie. Don't even bother. Don't even bother watching on TV, to be honest. And no matinee ticket, no regular price ticket, no cable time wasting. Don't do anything of that. If you want to watch this movie, go ahead if you want to. But for me, if I ever saw this come on cable, I would definitely turn off the box, turn off the TV, throw the TV outside the window, and be like, yep, never, ever, at all. But yeah, that's my thoughts on it. Let me know what you thought about it in the comments down below. You might have a different thought process of it. Who knows? I like to hear your thoughts. You can find my Instagram and Twitter at Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. One more time, that's DWIGHTANTC. And that's me. I'm out!